music. We go back a long way. Like truth or dare, spin the bottle, but a scotch complexion. Dimed out, mini model. Gina played the park in the summer with her cousin Keisha. Jelly bean smile, chinky eyed like she sparked the reefer. Mickey Mouse band-aid over where the cut was deeper. Cause her mama's last man was a drunk who beat her. Knew her brother Tony, street cat. He used to park the Caesar. Laid the block, hustle rock, heard he used to spark the heater. He used to park in me to watch her playing double dutch. Slide her home for dinner, then be out to get his hustle up. I was still a young cat, watching him pump packs while we scrapped on the blacktop courts, playing knuckles up. He was always in the cupboard, rarely seen him on the dolo. Stay with the slick, talking pretty boy Manolo. Always rolled by, bumping Cool J in the Corolla. Bucket cap, bobbing front and back track, kicking like a dojo. Always eating Rolo, sweet tooth, smooth, crazy game. Ladies main, 80s change, eating up, crazy game. Back then he sprayed the paint, but now we on that paper game. Holding down Tony while his homie moving crazy came. Now the days have changed, me and Gina into something. Went from really nothing to little hickeys and finger fucking. Big Willie, silly stunting, splitting fillies, getting blunted down ass chicks, smashed hips with the system bumping. But it was really nothing, call it friends with benefits. She did her, I did me, now and then we get it in. She hesitate to let me in, stressing about regret or sin. Stop or go, green or red like a Mexican. Cause she was shook of what'd happen if the next of kin found out we was pressing skin, sex and spreading limbs. A sentimental fling, or maybe what it seemed to be. Things was getting deeper, used to tell me that she needed me. Late night jump off, tell me that she fiend for me. Had to almost lose her just to notice what she mean to me. My down girl too, she was something like a queen to me. OT in Philly, she would visit every week for me. She believed in me, never played the jealous shit. Sweet like enemies, were hard-headed elegant. Cooked and clean, always giggle when she smelled the piff down for me. Even stuffed the packs and melted tips. Damn, I felt a grip, but that's when shit went bad. Her brother Tony back in Jersey was a wanted man. Fucked the wrong cap, or didn't handle what the boss had asked. Word he sent some hitters out to tag his toe and zip the bag. Damn, this shit was bad. Plus Tony wasn't thinking, heard he was sniffing more of his re-up than he was pitching. And Gina wanted to go see him, she wouldn't listen. Told her the waiter wasn't safe, so she started riffing. Said I'd be home in the morning, I would take it in. I was upstate grabbing weight out by Baker's Bend. Said she ain't of time, she'd be fine, she would take a friend. Told her call Manolo, sure he'd get her off of Tony's strength. So she called him, he told her he was on his way. She gave him a map and directions to where I stayed. Scribbled it down, wrote a name up on the top, but forgot it by the phone, high racing to the drop. Tony came back about a half an hour later. Black and mild gators, black shades looking crazy. Skied out of his mind, eyes popping out the craters. White crust around his nose, still bumping off the table. He was paranoid as shit, the nigga wasn't stable. Staring out the window, tucked the hammer by his navel. Asking for Manolo, seen the pad up on the table. They said he was in Philly, he'd be home a little later. The phone started ringing, picked it up, his mom complaining. Gina ain't been home in days and she worried she's in danger. He was staring at the pad, paranoid and stressed. Why was Gina's name written on a Philly address? Why Manolo have it written? He was out there, why? The devil's white powder plays tricks on a nigga's mind. He murked to the whip, pushed the buckle 95. Pulled up to the crib, ripping the fifth devil up in his eye. He rang my bell, Gina just gotten out the shower. The door slowly opened, she was standing in a towel. Manolo in the back, seen the fire in Tony's eyes. Before he said a word, he saw the spark of the 45. Right there in the foyer, that's where homie died. Found him there, soaking blood, staring up open eyes. The same day Gina died, you could guess why. She was there when they came for Tony, letting taps fly. My ghetto butterfly, may you rest in peace. Still see your silhouette in the haze of these devil streets. There's a million different ways that inner pain awakens beasts. So I say the final rest in peace to my heaven's queen.